while Ardsdale Baptist Church brings you the Word of God with practicality and simplicity. As you listen to this message, we trust that it will equip and empower you to find and fulfill your purpose.
Good morning, church. You know something, challenges come in all sorts of ways. Sometimes it's the children, sometimes it's something else. But it's great to be in the house of God, and it's wonderful to see you all here. I've prepared a few slides, which I will just be referring to in the exploration, I'm going to call it today. Not so much a sermon, but we're going to explore together. You know, the word helps us to strengthen each other. Each of us that bring it, whenever we bring it, is to strengthen one another. And I was glad to hear about cell group, because you know what, when I was reading this, I was thinking, and you know, all the scriptures are like that, but I thought, these verses, they are key verses to explore in groups together, because we'll all have a take on them. So, you know, come to cells groups, and let us, you know, whatever the Lord gives me to speak today, I'm sure he will have more for us to discuss in the cell group. And so I'll ask the media team to put up the slides, please, and we'll start with slide one. So our topic today is look where you're going. And our text, as we know, Psalm 119 and verses 97 to 106. We also know that this is the longest chapter in the Bible. There are 176 verses. And just to put a little bit of context around it, there is a debate about who wrote Psalm 119, which is divided under the Hebrews alphabet, and there are 22 alphabets. It is said that by some scholars that each verse was written by 176 different people. Others think that it was written by the priest or prophet Ezra, who wrote all of the psalm during Israel's exile in 450 BC. But you know, my take on it is, it really doesn't matter who wrote them. We know that they were the inspired word of God, and he's given it to us for our benefit. So that's the important thing. Some also say, especially in the Eastern Orthodox, another angle, that King David used Psalm 119 to teach his son Solomon the Hebrew alphabet and the alphabet of spiritual life, which is so rich and so good, because we need that. So slide two, please. And this gives us the summary for these words this morning. So the reading is, the Christian life is a journey. I don't know whether you can see it. There were some highlighted texts there. On which the Lord calls us to go. Yet without a route, there can be no destination. Without light, and it's amazing how this has jumped from route to light, to give the importance of that. Without light, we cannot truly see our route. Without God's word, there can be no light. Could we have slide two, please? So, in these verses, which are to be found in the alphabet meme, and that alphabet means the greatness and the glory of God. of the words of God. So in these verses, the writer is depicted as glorifying God and his word, referring to scripture over and over again. Slide 3, please. But when we get to verse 105 and 106, they're to be found in another set of alphabet, which is called noon. And the symbol of this alphabet is faithfulness or faithful God. So running through all of Psalm 119 is a theme. And the theme that is running through this is in verse 105. And it said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart." So I will ask you to bear that in mind as you listen. This means, or it describes God's written revelation, because his word is referred to in every verse. And we can find expressions and an appreciation for all the things that are talked about. And some of the things are goodness, mercies, severity, faithfulness, righteousness, and God's character as we stand in awe of him. Could I have slide 4, please? And so today, the command or the instruction, look where you're going. What could this possibly mean? If someone tells you to look where you're going, it means that you're to pay attention. You're to take particular note, and you must take that seriously. Attention means you are checking where you're going. You're checking the direction and the destination, because the direction will take you to the destination. The phrase, look where you're going so you don't stumble. Check the quality of the road you're traveling on. Are there gravels? Are there stones? Are there boulders in the way? Thirdly, check where you're going to find out how that journey is going to be. And in these words and in these verses, we will find that God has provided us with a map, a guide for the journey. So in today's context, we don't have to guess, because he has provided how we should go, where we should go in his word. Because he's called us to go on a journey. And he's called us to go with him. And the map he's provided for us to go. Crucially, and as a matter of requirement and importance, we have been given the all-important lamp or light. And this lamp is the word of God. The word of God to light our path so that we can see. If there's no light, we will stumble. And we certainly will fall. If there is no word, then we don't know how to go. If we don't follow the map, then we will get lost. So, when God called us to go on a journey, he mapped out the route for us to provide the necessary tools that we need for that journey on the Christian life, the Christian life. Slide 5, please. And these additional tools that God has provided can be found in this particular text. And I'm going to just go through the verses very quickly. So in verse 97, we can find love. In verses 98 to 100, we find wisdom, we find knowledge, and we find understanding. In verses 101 to 102, we find the psalmist is saying, because of your word, because of your commandment, I refuse to walk in ways that would displease God. In verses 103, we find he found pleasure and satisfaction in God's words. In verse 104, because God commanded us and gave us instructions, we can develop a love for him, a love for his word. And we will step away from anything that is pretentious. We will seek his true path to follow, because he will steer us on the way. In verses 105 to 106, God's word guides our step. It lights up our journey and influenced our behaviors. And the destination is clear. Our future decision is clear as we practice his word of righteousness, his word of holiness. Remember, we are on a journey, the Christian journey. So this route map that God has provided us in his word is really to take us to our journey's end. Because every journey has an end. And this is the journey that he's taking us on, taking us to the journey. His word is lighting that journey. And the good thing about this is that this journey was planned from the beginning. He had a destination for man. When he saw that we have fallen away from him, he wanted to bring us back to him. And he had that plan, that great plan, to send his son, Jesus Christ, to die for us, to bring us back to him, so that he can take us on that path that he has planned. And because of that, our route comes through Jesus. Remember, Jesus tells Thomas, his disciple, in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. What a way that God has planned this. What a way. Jesus, we have to go through him, the way, the truth, and the life. So we must follow God's plan. His route keeps us on track so that we reach our destination safely. Christ's death brought us everlasting life on our journey's end. This is God's will for us, to take us through his word to the end of our journey. And as I said before we can reach the journey, he saved us, he brought us back to him, and he's given us, you know, for each journey that you take, You need sustenance, isn't it? His word is the sustenance. His word is the subsistence that takes us on that journey. Because there are things that we're going to face on that journey. Even though God is leading us, there are things that we're going to face. And these things that we face is for our development on that journey. Yeah? To strengthen us on that journey. So that we're able to stand, so that we're able to follow, so that we're able to walk that journey. And his word in scriptures sustains us. And let us look at a few of those words that he's given us as substance. If we go to Matthew 4 and verse 5, Jesus answered, you remember when Jesus was being tempted? He answered, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Indicating the significance of applying God's word to our lives on this journey. In Joshua 1:8, it tells us, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and you will be successful. So the word is for life and everything that we do in life. We must live by God's word and practice them daily. In fact, design our lives, make our lives to live in accordance with scriptures. And as we think every day about it, about those words that Jesus taught us, we will be strengthened for the journey. We will follow the light that he has provided in his word. Lastly, Mark 13:31. God tells us, Mark tells us, that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. Giving us tangible and comparing it to that which is intangible in God's word, because his word endures through all generation. Everyone can follow his word. So in his word, he combined his word with light, the light that we need. And it's funny how one match can light up a room. And God's light is that laser light that we can follow, that will take us through the dark times, that will take us through the times of trials, through the times of challenge. His word illuminates our path, lightens it up so we can see where our feet should tread, where we should walk, what we should listen to, where we should go. The psalmist described the word as a lamp. A lamp in the times that this was written referred to a small lamp that one would carry on their journey to distinguish the way, and it keeps one from stumbling or going astray. The word, the light in God's word provides us with the right direction. If you are following that light, you won't be verging left or right, but you will be following straight ahead wherever that light leads us as we travel in our journey. Proverbs 6 and verse 23 tells us, for this commandment is a lamp, and the law or his teaching is a light, and the corrections of discipline are the way to life. This verse connects to Psalm 105 that says, your word is a lamp unto my feet. And so when we chase challenges, take this light with you. Take this word with you. As we heard in last week's sermon, there are voices in the world that are claiming things like, there are many paths to God. There is no such thing as absolute truth. And just do what you feel right to you. If we listen to these voices, then we will be taking ourselves away from the path. But we have to rely upon God's word and his truth to guide us on our path. In Peter 2, 2 Peter 2 and verse 19, 2 Peter 2 chapter 1 and verse 19, and we have the word of the prophets made more certain, and you will do well to pay attention to it as to a light shining in a dark place until the light dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts, pointing us to our journey's end at that time. Psalm 1 verse 2, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. This scripture reflects God's nature as we learn to trust him and to trust his word and to trust his plan for us, even when those plan includes things like sickness, persecution, trials, and tribulation, as long as we find and take pleasure in keeping his word, his law, every day that we live, we will win. God's word provides us with the direction that we need. In Psalm 19, verses 7 to 9, which we've had earlier, the law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the Lord is trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to his eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous. These eight terms referring to God's word throughout the song: law, testimonies, precepts, statutes, commandments, judgment, word, and ordinances affirm God's word and reflects the very nature of God himself. So God has given himself to us through his word. So when we take the word of God, we are taking God himself with us. And if God is with us, who can be against us? No one. Because we are standing upon the word of God. And Timothy, in 2 Timothy 3:15 to 17, admonishing us, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman that does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly handles the word of truth. The word of God is sufficient. It's sufficient for us. It makes us wise. It trains us in righteousness and equips us for every day. And also equips us for good works. Good works in him. So whatever you do, do it willingly. Do it willingly and to his glory. Because there is power in the word of God. So finally, in verse 105, which is our key verse. Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light for my path. Tells us that reliance on God is the only way to live a successful Christian life. And remember, he's given us the tool, his word, that will protect us, that will guide us, that will lead us, that will help us to overcome any barriers, anything that comes in our way. Remember the word. Doesn't matter which word, where it comes from, remember the words and repeat them day and night, because they are our strength and the light for our journey. And it will take us to our journey's end to live and reign with Christ our God.
We trust that you've been blessed and believe that this message has brought you greater understanding. For more information, or to follow up on what you've heard in this message, visit us on www.phbc.org.uk. God bless you.